Now we're holding on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. We were talking about the we're still in the discussion about Tumah V'Tahara. Good morning, Ellie. We were talking about the question. Most of what we've been discussing the last couple of days has been the question about Tumas Mashkin, about what exactly are the parameters of the tumah of liquids. Is it that the whole concept that they become tumah is itself d'rabbanan, and therefore the chachamim can carve out exceptions like from mashke beis mitbachaya, the blood and water that are in the beis mitbachayim of the beis mitdash, or mashke beis midbachaya, the liquids including wine and oil that are poured on the mizbeach, or is tumas mashkin itself d'oraisa? Another possibility that Papa had brought up is that maybe it's halacha l'moshe v'sinai. With carve out for mashke beis mitbachaya. Then we had previously a machlokes tanoim. If we say that tumas mashkin itself is daraisa, then what about this that mashkin are able to be metame other things? Is that daraisa or drabanon? So we had Reb Meir saying that it's drabanon, that only the tumas mashkin themselves is daraisa, but this that they're able to be metame anything else is only drabanon. On the other hand, we had Rav Yehuda saying that that daraisa they can be metame anything, even kalim. And then we had Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon saying that they can only be that daraisa they can only be metame foods, but not kalim. So we were talking about Rav Yehuda's opinion. So we said that we have a different Mishnah, which seems to imply that Rav Yehuda agrees that the fact that mashkin or matame other things, or matame kalim at least, is only drabbanan. And so we ended up saying that Rav Yehuda changed his mind. Originally, Rav Yehuda said that this, that mashkin can be matame kalim, is daraisa. Then he changed his mind and said it's actually only drabbanan. So now the question becomes, now that he changed his mind, what does he hold now as far as this, that mashkim are metame other things? Does he now, did he only retract his opinion when it comes to kalim? But when it comes to being matame food, maybe he still holds like Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon, that at least it's still, that mashkim are matame those on a daraisa level. Or maybe he completely changed his mind and now holds like Rav Meir that the fact that mashkim amatame anything, even food, is only dirabanan. So in other words, we know now Rav Yehuda doesn't represent a third opinion, but which of the two opinions, Rav Meir or Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon, does he now agree with? Amar Rav Nachman of Toshma, as background to the next thing that we're going to learn, we have to remember that we know there's paradrama water. It's the famous paradox that it's matahar tmeim and matame tahodim. Many people think that the Kohen who actually sprinkles the paradrama water becomes tamei. That's wrong. But a person who touches the paradrama water not for the purpose of sprinkling does become tamei. The water itself is considered an avatuma. So the Kohen who sprinkles it doesn't become tamei, but anybody else who touches it not for the purpose of sprinkling it does. So a Mishnah says, Para sheshasasa mechatas, a cow, whether it's a cow of a korban, whether it's a cow of cholin, Rashi says, that drank the mechatas, and then they shechted the cow while that water was still in its stomach. Besara tomei, the meat of that the meat of that animal is tomei because it became tomei. The mechatas again are an avatoma. They're matame people, they're matame kalim, so for sure they're matame food and drink. In this case, the flesh of the animal is food. Therefore, the mechatas is matame. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda I'm a botlu b'me'eha. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says that the water is bottled in the stomach of the animal. It's not called mechatas anymore. Now, if you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda only changed his mind as far as kalim, but you were to say that when it comes to food and drink, that liquids can be metame those, he would hold like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon that it still has that tumana daraisa level. Am I botlu b'me'eha legamri? Then why is he using the expression botlu b'me'eha, which implies that it has no tumah at all, and the meat doesn't become tumah at all? Nihi de tuma chamura lemitamu. Fine, we can say that now this liquid, the mechatos, doesn't have the tuma chamura. It doesn't have the strong tuma of avatuma because it's not considered mechatos anymore since the animal drank it. Tuma kala mianitamu, but at least it should still be doing a lighter degree of tuma. Rashi says the reason is because, after all, when it was mechatas, then the molecules of the water were touching each other. Now you're saying the animal drank it and it's no longer mechatas. Fine, but you still have it touched itself. The various molecules of the water touched each other as it was transitioning from becoming mechatas to regular water. So at least, even if it's not an avatuma anymore, that water should be a rishon l'tuma. And therefore, it should be metame the meat and the flesh of the animal that it touches and make it a sheni l'tuma. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda is saying botlu b'me'eha seems to say, therefore, that according to him, the whole concept of tuma, that liquids are metame food, is only derabanan. And therefore, since the whole concept of liquids being metame foods at all is only derabanan, then here, where it's a milsa d'lo shchicha, it's an uncommon thing that a cow should drink this part of derma water, then we'll be mako and not make it be metame the meat at all. Tosfos, by the way, doesn't like Rashi's explanation that we're saying because the molecules of the water touch themselves. That's not really considered touching. In halacha, it's called maga besa starim. It's not a visible place where they're touching. Tosfos, rather, gives a different explanation that we have a general rule that anything, we mentioned in other places in Shas, that something which is going to end up having a tumah chamura, a stronger tumah, then it's also able, even without those conditions, is still able to have tumah kala. So the difference is, in other words, the same thing over here. This water would have had a tumah chamura because it is part of adruma water, and if somebody had touched it, they would have become tameh. So now, fine, the tumah chamura goes away when the animal swallows it, but at least it should still have the remaining tumah kala. Which is sort of incorporated in the tumah chamura. So doesn't that prove then? In any case, doesn't that prove that tumas mashkin according to the Yehuda now is purely drabanan, which would be like Reb Meir, not like Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon? The answer is no, not necessarily. My botlu b'me'er nami botlu b'tumah chamura. No, because in fact, when Rabbi Yehuda uses the expression botlu b'me'erha, he doesn't necessarily mean that it's completely botlu and it's not metame at all. Yeah, what he means is that it's botlu b'tumah chamura. It means the tumah chamura of ava tumah, of mechatas, has gone away. Ava tumah kala metamu. But there's still metame, a lesser degree of tumah. So yeah, the meat of this animal is now going to be a sheni l'tumah. So what does that mean? The Gemara says, "Miklal the Tanakama saw the tumah chamura nami mitamu." What do you mean? Does that mean then that the Tanakama that Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with is saying that it still has the tumah chamura, that even though it's inside the animal's stomach, it still has the din of mechatas and it's still mitame as an avat tumah? Which then you'd say, fine, Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing and saying that it's only a vlada tumah. Can't be. Even the Tanakama had only said the meat of the animal is tummy. He didn't say that if a person or kalim touch it, they're going to become tummy. Imagine, you're shechting this animal, you cut it open, you still find the water in there. If you're telling me that the Tanakama holds, it's still considered mechatas, then the person who's cutting open the animal should become tame. The knife that they're using to cut open the animal is a keli, that should become tame because it's touching an avatoma. The braisa is not, the Mishnah rather, is not saying that. It's just saying that the flesh of the animal is tame, implying that the Tanakama already is saying that it's only, that the water is only a rishon, and therefore the flesh is a sheni. Isn't that it? But then we're saying that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So the only way to make it work, it seems, would be to say that Rabbi Yehuda is even more makel and says the Tana, and when we'll say the Tanakama is saying the meat is a sheni, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying that they're saying the meat is nothing at all. But the Gemara says not necessarily, because you could answer kula Rabbi Yehuda. You could say the entire Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, but chasuri mechsera. You could say the Mishnah is missing a phrase, v'hachi katani, and it means to say like this. Parash Shasa Mecha, just if the cow drinks Mecha, thus Besara Tome, its flesh becomes Tome. Here was the part that would be missing. Bamed Varnam Amorim Tomakala. What do we mean the meat is Tome? Only with a Tomakala, only with a very light degree of Toma, a Sheni of Toma. Aval Toma Chamura Loi, but it won't have the Toma Chamura of being a Rishon the Toma because it touched the Mechatas, which is an Ava Toma. Share of Yehuda, I'm a bottle of Bemeha. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that the water became bottle in the stomach of the animal, and therefore now all that's left on it is a tumakala. Like Rashi says, because the molecules touched the other while it was still mechatas, and therefore it becomes now rishon according to Tosfos, because the tumachamura went away and leaves behind the tumakala. Whatever the case, that Mishnah, we can't prove anything one way or the other from that Mishnah about what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Maybe, in fact, he does hold that Tumas Mashkin is only Dirabanan, like Rabbi Meir, and the meat is completely Tahar. But maybe he means, like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that Tumas Mashkin is Daraisa, and the result would be that the meat would be a Sheni of the Tumah. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. You don't even need all of that. You can't, the whole assumption we were making the whole time is that even if this water is no longer considered mechatas, it still is considered regular water, and therefore it should be able to be a rishon l'truma. Rav Ashi says no. La'olam botla b'me'er l'gamri. You could answer that Rabbi Yehuda does mean it's completely bottle in the animal's stomach, but not because he holds tumas mashkin d'rabanan, but just because mishum d'havel a mashke saruach, because it's now a spoiled mashke. It can't be considered a mashke anymore if it's not drinkable. The whole concept that Rashi explains, the whole concept that we learn that liquids can become tomei in the first place is a pasuk that says v'chol mashke asher yishoseh, or any drink that can be drunk v'chol kli in any keli yitma becomes tomei. So not a spoiled liquid like that from the stomach of the animal which nobody would eat. So usually we say that food still keeps its tuma until it's not roi lachilas kelev, but here we're saying that with drinks it's not necessarily like that. You mentioned nobody says how long you have to wait. So actually, at the bottom of the previous Amud, we actually have, when it says Besara Tomei on the side over here, it brings a thing, Me'es La'es, within 24 hours. Yeah, obviously, if the cow drank the pot of Adrama water last week, then there's no problem. By the time you come to Shecht it, it's long since been digested, and it's not Matame to meat anymore. Remember, a live animal can't become Tomei. We're talking about you Shechted the animal within 24 hours of when it drank the water. Even that's a lot, but still, it's enough time that it's still recognizable as a liquid in the animal's stomach. But yeah. So according to Rav Ashi, nothing to do with the question of whether Tumas Mashkin Daraisa or Darabanan. Here, it's just not considered a mashke anymore, and that according to Rabbi Yehuda, whereas the Chachamim apparently would disagree, and that's why the Chachamim would say the meat is Tomei, and Rabbi Yehuda would say that not. Tosfos mentions, by the way, that the fact that we're talking about here about the water being bottled in the animal's stomach implies that just when the water is in the animal's mouth, then it doesn't lose the status of parah adrama water yet. Now, it is true that ultimately the reason Tosfos says the reason why it's bottle, the reason why we're saying it's bottle in the animal's stomach even before it digests it, without even getting into Rav Ashi's mashke saruach, it can't be considered parah adrama water anymore. Even if, let's say, you shechted the animal 5 minutes later, let's say, because at that point it's possible because of hesa hadas, you didn't have in mind to be put out of the water, has to be guarded, l'mishmeres, and now it's not since the animal drank it. So you have actually, there are Rishonim, Rabbi David, for example, says that no, as soon as the animal drinks the water, it's in its mouth, already it becomes possible because it gets mixed with the saliva of the animal. Tosfos apparently is not learning that way and just says that as long as it's in the animal's mouth, it's not bottle, but once it reaches its stomach, it's immediately bottle. Usually they give a drink to an animal before, yeah. If you gave it more to drink. But first of all, you don't necessarily always give an animal to drink before you shecht it. It's a good idea to, as the Gemara tells us in Beitza, and we learned about it. We learned about it in Erevin, I think. But it's not required of the halacha to. And even if they did, it might be that the only thing it drank was this pot of adrama water. We don't know how much it drank. Yeah. Okay. Next. So fine. So the bottom line is we don't know for sure what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Now, does he hold after Chazorah, after he changed his mind, does he hold like Rav Meir, or does he hold like Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon? We don't know. Paradrama water is, you take the ashes of the Paradrama, you take a container of water, you take a container of Mayim Chaim, you put the ashes in the container, you put the water in the container, then you put some of the ashes on top of the water, and that's Kiddush Mei Chatas. You've now made it into Paradrama water, which now you can sprinkle on the mason. They could make it on the spot when they need, but they could also have it stored, they could have barrels of it stored ahead of time and use it when they need. It's stored as liquid, yeah. No. Okay. Next, Rav Yosef and Rav Shimon omrim lo'ochlim tmeim l'kelim tohodim. Now let's get back to, again, we're still analyzing the Braisa on Daf Tes Zayin, where we said the three different opinions of Tanoim about what's the deal with Tumas Mashkin as far as being Matame, other things. Where again, we said Rav Meir says that to be Matame, anything else is only Dirabbanon. Rav Yehuda had said to be Matame, anything else is Daraisa. But now we said Rav Yehuda completely changed his mind. And then we had Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon had said that this that they can be Matame food is Daraisa. This that they can be Matame Kalim is only Dirabbanon. So Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon Omerim, Lo Oichlim Tmeim, Lo Kalim Tohodim. So Omer Rabba Baba Chana, Omer Shlokish, Rabbi Yosi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Omra. What Rabbi Yosi is saying about this, that the fact that Mashkim can be Matami food, Daraisa, that is he's following the shitta of his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. As we're going to quote now what Rabbi Akiva says on the subject. Now, why don't we mention Rabbi Shimon, by the way, in that connection? We said Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon say this. But Slach explains, because on Omud Beis, the Gemara is going to point out that on the face of it, Rabbi Yosi doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. We find elsewhere where Rabbi Yosi has a different opinion. And the Gemara is, and we have to say, in other words, that what it means is, what he said in this Braisa is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. He himself doesn't necessarily agree with it. So therefore, we're stressing here Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, we don't need that. Rabbi Shimon could agree with it himself or not. We don't know. We don't have anything else on the subject that Rabbi Shimon says, but Rabbi Yosi there is. That's why we're stressing over here Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi, we're in two different places mentioned. No, so we have Rabbi Yosi as a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. This that he said in the Braisa on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, that will oichlin tmeim l'kelim tohodim, in other words, that when you have a case where you have a mashke, which is suffik tomei, this that it's matame other food, it's matame it even misuffik because it's a suffik daraisa, but when it comes to kelim, we can be meiko because that's only drabanan. The Gemara wants us to know he's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Later on in the sugya, on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to point out that Rabbi Yosi himself has a different opinion on the subject. Okay. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Didorish yitma yitama. Rabbi Akiva darshins a word in the pasuk where it says yitma, which means it becomes tame. Rabbi Akiva darshins as if it said yitame, it will make tame. Ditnan, we learn in a Mishnah in Sota, Boy Bayoim Dorash Rabbi Akiva, Boy Bayoim, on that day, which is the famous day when they appointed Rabbi Lozman Azariah as Nasi and they opened up the Mismedrash and brought in hundreds of new benches, etc. We have the story in Brachas. So Rabbi Akiva Darshan, the Pasuk says, V'chol kli cheres ha sheyipol mehem v'gomer. The Pasuk says, any kli cheres into which a sheretz or what have you falls into it. So the Pasuk says, anything that's in the kli cheres becomes tomei. So now what it means is, in other words, the sheretz makes the kli cheres a rishon. And any food that's inside it becomes a shein. Remember that a kli cheres also can be metame, can become tame, even if the tuma is only suspended in the airspace of it, even if it's not touching. So the sheretz is el toichai, it goes into the inside of the kli cheres, even without touching it. Any food in that container becomes a shein. So Rabbi Akiva focuses on Eina Oma Tome. The Pasuk doesn't say that if the Sheretz falls in, that anything in it's Tome. Ela Yitma. It says it will become Tome. And we douse in the word Yitma as though it said Yitame, it will be Matame, Acherim, other things. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, Limit or Kikar Sheni, Sha'osa Shlishi Becholin. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says that you see from this, even by Cholin, because after all, this Pasuk is not talking specifically about Kodshim, a Sheni can create a Shlishi. Now, that's not the halacha. The halacha is we say that by cholin it stops at sheni. But Rabbi Akiva learns from this pasuk that, so what happens? The sheretz is suspended inside the kli cheres. The kli cheres is a rishon. The food inside the kli cheres becomes a sheni. And that food, the Pasuk is saying, and Yitma, implying Yitame, Itnimitame, other food. So we see if later on that food is taken out of that container and touches other food, it will make it a shlish. So we see that Rabbi Akiva holds of that idea, that we see that Rabbi Akiva holds of that idea, that when it says Yitma means Yitame, that it will make other things Tame. Rashi actually has two explanations over here. That's Rashi's first explanation. That just was saying, now, we're going to learn in a couple of blocks at the very end of the parak that we don't say, now in theory, we could think like this. Given that the airspace inside the Kli Cheres becomes Tomei, maybe we should consider as though the entire Kli Cheres is full of Sheretz. Then the result would be that the food inside there is directly touching the sheretz, and the food itself becomes a rishon. We don't say that. We don't say that the keli is kimandam malya tuma, as if it's filled up with tuma. Rather, we say the keli itself becomes a rishon, and the food becomes a sheni. So we don't say in this case that the kli cheres becomes tameh from its airspace. But we don't say it's as if the whole airspace itself was full of tuma and therefore touched the food in there directly. Anyway, Rashi gives another explanation that when Rabbi Akiva is saying kikar sheni she'osa shlishi, it means that Rabbi Akiva is saying that the chlal you have that we learned the other day that food is not metame food on a daraisa level. Daraisa foods can be metame drinks, and drinks can be metame foods, but not kayotze boy, which is what we're going to be discussing now in the Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva might be saying that no, that he disagrees with that and says that a loaf of bread that was inside this kli cheres, let's say, could be metame another loaf of bread. Rashi doesn't like that explanation, and Rashi actually says al yed chak nemar. Those who learn that way are learning it as a doichik. Now, in fact, there are Rishonim who learn that way, including Rabbeinu Gershom, including the Rambam, but Rashi doesn't like that explanation. He says that Rabbi Akiva is just telling us that the sheni can make a shlishi, meaning if there was food, for example, bread inside the kli cheres, then what kind of shlishi would it make? Only if it touched liquids, or vice versa. If there were liquids in this container, then they would make bread that they touched tamei, but not if it's bread inside here and then it's touching other bread. Anyway, v'hocha hechidorish. So now relevant to our question about mashkim. We want to say that Rabbi Yossi is following the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi, who says that mashkim can be metame foods daraisa, is going like Rabbi Akiva. So over here, how would we darshan it? Same thing. You have a word yitma in connection with mashkim. The pasuk is v'chol mashke asher yishasa v'chol kli yitma. Any liquid that can be drunk in any keli yitma will become tamei. And again, we darshan yitma means l'tamei tum. So we would say yitma means l'tamei tumas oichlin, that it's metame other food. And gives it tumas oichlin. Now, continues the Braisa, at the Omer Latame Tumas Oichlin, you're saying that it means that it's Metame other food, Oyena El Latame Tumas Mashkin. Maybe it just means that this liquid can be Metame other liquids. So if you had, let's say, wine in this Kli Cheres that became Tame from the Cheres, then if that wine touches oil, then the oil will become a Shlishi. So Amarta Loi Kachoya. You have to say it couldn't be like that. So my Loi Kachoya, what do you mean it can't be like that? What's wrong with that scenario? Amar Papa Loi Matzina Tuma Shoisa Kayetzeba, because we never find when it comes to Hilchos Tuma Vatara that something should be Matame something like itself. The whole point is we learned actually at the beginning of the sugya on Daf Yadalad, and we're going to mention again on Omud Beis that we have there's a pasuk that says. It's different than what we learned on Daf Yadalad. Never mind. There we had a word who, which we said was talking about whether oichol can be metame oichol daraisa or not. But when we say yitma, even if we darshan yitma means yitama, the fact is that yitma means it becomes tame. So we learn from that a certain miut that only it can only be metame a different type of thing, not its own kind. So daraisa, food cannot be metame food, and liquids cannot be metame liquids. Therefore, if we're talking about over here that there was liquid in this keli, and you say you want it to be metame other liquids, then you have to say loy kachoya. You don't find such a thing. Ravina, Mami Gufi de Kronami, like Matsus Amit Yitma, what the Yitame, Latama, Thomas Mashkin. Never mind your papa's Loy Matsinu, that you never find it a thing. Just based on the Pasuk itself, you can't say Loy Matsus Amit Yitame, means Latame, Thomas Mashkin. Just by looking carefully at the Pasuk itself, you can see it's saying that liquids can't be Matame, other liquids, only foods. Because if you're going to say the yitma at the end of the pasuk means that these mashkim can be matame other mashkim, well then you would have to say yitma the reisha nami. The fact that it says yitma the first half of that pasuk, twice in that pasuk it uses the word yitma. On the side over here in Torah Eir Hashalom you have the pasuk. We call it oichal asher ye'ochol, any food that can be eaten, asher yavar al mayim, where water touched it, yitma becomes tame, v'chol mashke asher yishasa b'chol kli, and any liquid that can be drunk, that's in any case, the Yitma becomes Tame. Now, if both halves of the Pasuk are teaching us that they can be Matame, that they can be Matame Mashkim, then Ravina says, that you would say the Sefer is telling us it can be Matame Mashkin. The Reisha, the first half of the Pasuk also, where it's talking about food, is also being Matame Tumas Mashkin. And that we know, because food can be Matame Mashkin. Well then, in that case, Na'avinu v'nichtavinu. In that case, the Torah doesn't have to list them separately. The Torah could have combined them together and written, Mikola oichal asher yo'ochal asher yavar alamayim, v'chol mashke asher yishasa v'chol kli yitma, and just put one yitma at the end, and it would refer to both. Tre yitma lomali. So why does it need to repeat? Why does it need to repeat the word yitma? Why does it need to repeat the word yitma? Ela yitma deresh alatama tumas mashkin. So it must mean the yitma in the first half of the pasuk, which fine, we're going to darshan like Rabbi Akiva, that yitma means yitame, it will be matame other things. But what other things? It means that it'll be matame only drinks, because in the first half of the pasuk you're talking about food. And yitma the sefer latama tumas eichlin, and vice versa, the one in the sefer which is talking about drinks must be saying that it's matame foods. So each one is matame the opposite kind, but not its own kind. Okay. Anyway, the bottom line is that Rabbi Yossi, when he says la oichlin tmeim, that if this mashke, which remember is only tamei misafik in the first place, if it touches oichlin, if it touches food, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are saying that it's matame them, because even though the original thing is only a safik, because the safik daraisa, that has to be only if we say that the fact that mashke are matame food is daraisa, and that would require that he's following Rabbi Akiva's shita in darshan in the word yitma that it means yitame. That's matame, other things. And what are the other things? Food. Okay. However, the Gemara asks, "Be'ema latame es akelim." Maybe not. Maybe the yitma yitame of the end of the pasuk is saying that liquids can be matame kelim, which we said before is what Rabbi Yehuda originally held. So why don't we say, in other words, that you're asking why it needs to say yitma twice in the pasuk. So fine. Maybe the first half of the pasuk means that food can be matame drinks. And the second half means that drinks can be matame, not only food but also kalim. And yet Rabbi Yossi is saying that they can't be matame kalim daraisa. Therefore, he says by the suffix tumah the kalim are tahor. Why? How do you know the word yitma or yitame doesn't mean kalim? Yeah, the answer is, you can't say that. V'lav kavachomer, because the answer is you would make a kavachomer and say that liquids can't be matame kalim on a daraisa level. Uma klish matame mashke madach akeli, which is matame drinks that are inside it. Because again, we said kol asher b'selicha yitma, anything that is inside the kli cheres when the sheretz falls in becomes tame. So whether it's, and then the pasuk continues with the pasuk that we quoted before, mikol oichel v'chol mashke. So any food or any drink that's inside that container. So we see the keli is able to be metame the food, and yet ein metame kli, but one keli cannot be metame the other because the keli is a rishon l'truma. Remember, the sheretz is an ava truma. The keli becomes a rishon l'truma. It's not metame the other kelim. In fact, earlier Rashi pointed out that's the argument we're going to bring at the end of the parak. We don't say that we consider the original keli as though it's completely full of tumah, because if we did, then the kelim inside it would become tumah, because then it would be considered as though the sheretz actually touched them. But we don't say that. We say that the keli that the sheretz fell into, where it's suspended in the airspace of it, becomes a rishon, and a rishon can't be matame kelim. So therefore, a keli can't be matame a keli. Here we're talking about Tumas Sheretz, by the way. Tumas Ness is a whole other matter, because Cherev Harir Kahal, that's a special case. But here we're dealing with Tumas Sheretz. No, no, not suspended. The Sheretz is suspended inside the keli. So 1 second, forget about the air. The keli itself, that the Sheretz is inside it, becomes Tameh. What it is we don't imagine as though the Sheretz fills up the whole container, and therefore it's directly touching anything in the container. We say that no, it's considered as though it's directly touching the walls of the container, fine. Therefore, the container becomes a Rishon, but anything that's in that container becomes only a Sheni. It's not touching the Sheretz itself. It's touching the container, which touched the Sheretz. That's the point. The Kali for sure is Tameh, but it's only a Rishon. It can't be Metameh or the Kalim. So that's the Kavachoyma that we're making. Madach or Kali can be Metameh liquids that are in it, but it can't be Metameh Kalim that are in it. Mashkima boy machmas kli. Well, then liquids that are only Tameh because of the Kali, if they were inside, because again, the Sheretz was Metameh the Kali. The Kali in turn is Metameh the liquids. Eina din shalo yitameh was a Kalim. How much more so that the liquids shouldn't be able to be Metameh Kalim? So therefore, we can't say that the Yitma by liquids is referring to be Metameh Kalim. It must be referring to be Metameh, to being Metameh food. Well, no, we said liquid can't be Metameh liquid. Medaraisa, liquid can't be Metameh liquid. Yeah. So in other words, this container had, let's say, wine in it, and the Sheretz is suspended inside the container, so the container is a Rishon, the wine is a Sheni, that wine, if it touches bread, will make it a Shlishi. Again, according to Rabbi Akiva, even by Cholin, according to everybody else, only by Truma or Kodshim. Yeah. But the wine will not be Matame oil, Daraisa, because it's liquid to liquid. Again, this is all Daraisa. Darabanan is a whole different matter, which is why we had in Chagai's questions to the Kohen, and he mentioned wine and he mentioned oil, and asked whether it's Tame or not, because there it's talking after Xeda Darabanan, that liquids can be Tame liquids, that's different. We're dealing here Daraisa. Okay. So the question is, why? How is that a valid kavachomer? The ema kiloi matamu mashkin aboin machnas kli. But maybe you could still say like this. Fine. Liquids that are only a sheni latuma, where they became tome from a keli, which became tome from a sheretz, then fine, those liquids are not strong enough to be matame a keli daraisa. Ava mashkin aboin machnas sheretz, but maybe if the liquids themselves directly touched a sheretz and became a rishon latuma, hochi nami de matamu, maybe indeed they could be matame a keli. And the fact is, we're saying, Rabbi Yossi is saying that any liquids cannot be Matameh Kalim Daraisa, no matter whether they touch the Sheretz directly or whether they touch the Kali which touched the Sheretz. The answer is, what do you mean? Mashkin aboy machmas Sheretz miksivi? What do you mean? Does it say anything in the Pasuk about liquids that touch the Sheretz that we should say that they have a different din? After all, we're only learning that the fact that those liquids themselves become tame, we're only learning that itself from a kavachomer. Don't we learn that itself from a kavachomer, that liquids themselves are able to become tame from a sheretz? Namely, we say, umam mashkin aboin machmas kli matamim, madach liquids that touch the keli, which is tame, become tame, mashkin aboin machmas sheretz like olshkein, how much more so if they themselves became tame by a sheretz? And in that case, if that's how we learn that mashkim are able to become tomei directly from a sheretz, then daye levomen adin lias kinodin. Then we apply with a kavachomer, we apply the rule of daye, which says that what we're learning by the kavachomer can't be any stronger than the thing we're learning from. So therefore, if the thing we're learning from, namely mashkim that were tomei from a keli, which is tomei from a sheretz, cannot be metamei a keli based on the kavachomer that we said on Amud Aleph, then automatically that means the mashkim that are becoming tame directly from a sheretz can't be metame a keli either. Because if we did, then that would make them stronger than what we're learning them from. So in short, in other words, no mashkim, whether they're a rishon, whether they became tame directly from the sheretz, or whether they're a sheni, that they became tame from the keli, which became tame from the sheretz, none of them are metame kelim. So there you go, therefore. So that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying, that they're not metame kelim on a daraisa level. So the other keli, exactly. If you pour them into another keli, the other keli won't become tamei, right? Well, so 1 second. You have two possibilities. One is where it's hanging inside the keli but not touching anything. The keli, if it's a kli cheres, still becomes tamei. If there's no mashke, then there's nothing for it to become tamei. But the keli itself becomes a rishon. No, no, forget floating. No, no, no. It's hanging in the air. What happens, it's hanging in the air of the Kli Cheres. What happens is the Kli Cheres becomes a Rishon. Any liquid that is in that container becomes a Sheni because it touched the container, which is a Rishon. Right. But on the other hand, yeah, what we're saying is, whether that's the case, or whether in fact the sheretz directly touched the mashke, it fell directly into the mashke, let's say, in which case the mashke is a rishon. Either way, it cannot be metame a keli. So the keli, in that case, if it fell into a keli, then obviously the keli itself is becoming tame just by virtue of the fact that the sheretz fell into it. If it's a kli cheres. Again, you could, let's say, for example, here, you could have, let's say, for example, it's a wooden keli or metal or what have you. If the sheretz doesn't touch the keli itself, let's say, like you said, it's floating on the surface of the liquid, then only the liquid is going to become tameh. The keli will not, because other kelim, other than kli cheres, the tumah has to touch them directly in order to make them tameh.
If there's a liquid suspended in the kli cheres, if the sheretz is suspended and there is a liquid that's suspended that doesn't touch the sheretz, what's the din of the liquid?
So if you have liquid that's suspended in the keli not touching the sheretz, then I guess it wouldn't become tameh because again we're not saying that the kli cheres itself is considered to be full of tumah. We just say the kli cheres itself becomes a rishon, but a rishon in order to make a sheni has to touch it. It's not touching it because the liquid is suspended. How you'd have liquid suspended in the middle of a kli cheres, I don't know. But if you had that, then I guess it wouldn't become tameh. Oh, Paul. Yeah. Okay. But yes. So that's the. So what was the last thing you were saying, Aaron? So there's two kavachomers. Then there's two kavachomers we were using. One kavachomer tells us that. If a keli can't be metame other kelim, meaning if this larger kli cheres had smaller kelim within it, they're not going to become tame from the sheretz. So a keli can't be metame kelim. Then surely mashkim, which themselves only became tame from a keli, can't be metame a keli. That was kavachomer number one. That we don't have. It's only. The second one is where we use dayoy. We say that we're learning by a kavachomer that if the mashkim themselves touch a sheretz, they also become tamei. They don't just become tamei through a keli. They can become tamei directly from the sheretz. But in that case, they're no stronger in terms of being a tamei a keli than the ones that are boy machmas kli. Either way, dayoy tells us that you can't say that the one is not going to be a tamei a keli, but the other one could, because then that would go against dayoy. Not really more tame. What we're saying is the mashke. We're saying even if the mashke itself becomes a rishon, where do we know b'chlal that it becomes a rishon when the sheretz touches it? Only by a kavachomer from the fact that it becomes tame from the keli. So therefore, if the mashke that was a sheni. Well, by the sheretz touching it. So that's the thing. There's two ways that a mashke can become tamei from a sheretz. One is the sheretz touches the mashke directly, and then the mashke becomes a rishon. The other is that the sheretz touches the keli, which then touches the mashke and makes it a sheni. The second case is where the Torah clearly says that it's tamei. It never actually says that if a sheretz touches liquid directly, that it becomes tamei. We wouldn't have known that without the kavachomer. Once we use the kavachomer, then dayoy applies. Mashke is separate, yeah. But not necessarily. In fact, Tosfos asks the question: why don't we make a kavachomer from food to drink? Food can become tamei directly from a sheretz. How much more so mashkim? But Tosfos says that the fact is we know that food cannot be metame the keli, and therefore ultimately even if we tried to use that kavachomer, we still would say then that if even food can't be metame a keli, surely liquids can. Okay, li d'oraisa, no. Well, you're talking about d'oraisa over here. Yeah, once we get Dirabanan, then it's a whole nother kettle of fish. I mean, remember, Dirabanan, we learned the other day, liquid, generally speaking, liquids that become Tomei are considered a Rishon L'Tumah Dirabanan, and Dirabanan, they're able to be Metame Kalim, that's one of the Yud Ches Dover. Yeah. But here we're talking purely D'Oraisa. Okay. Fine. onward. So now, so what did we say? We said that, we said on Amud Aleph, we quoted from the Mishnah and Sota, that Rabbi Akiva is darshining from the word Yitma, as if it said Yitama, and that's how he learns that a Sheni can create a Shlishi, even in Cholin. So now, we have to ask Yitma the Reisha Hechi Darish. So how does Rabbi Akiva darshin the Yitma in the first half of the Pasuk, when it's talking about food? So he says like this, we call it oichel asher yochel, any food that could be eaten, asher yavoi olav mayim, that water came on it. In other words, it was mukhshar lekabel tuma, yitma, and when it says yitma, it means not only that, it becomes tamei, because then for that it could have said tamei, it means yitamei, therefore it means rotamei as a mashkin. It means that this food can now be matamei drinks. Well, yeah, he's taking the word yitma, yud tes, mem aleph, and putting different nekudas on it. Yeah, that's, we have that kind of derosha in many, yeah, same letters, but different nekudas. We do that in many places in Jack. Yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemasaris, yeah. So, he continues, after oimel otame es amashkin. Now you're saying that it means that the food can be matame mashkin. Oi eina elo latame es akli. Maybe not. Maybe the Torah is telling us that the food that became tame from a sheretz is able to be matame kalim. Amar to kavachomer. So again, we're going to use a kavachomer to say that not. Uma mashke shematame oichel eina matame kli. Madach liquid, which can be matame food, as we established before, because yitma by the liquid means that it can be matame food, yet eina matame kli. But based on the two kavachomers we said before, the two kavachomers plus dayo, we say that liquids cannot be matame the keli. So then, oichel shein matame oichel, food which cannot be matame, other food, daraisa, only drinks, eina din shelo yitame kli. Then a kavachomer that shouldn't be able to be matame kelim either. In fact, Rashi says the Gemara didn't even need to use that kavachomer. The Gemara could have used a kavachomer within food itself without even resorting to drinks, just like we did before with drinks, where we said a kavachomer, if the liquid that's inside the keli is not matame the keli, how much more so the food that's in the keli is not matame the keli. The Gemara could have used the same kind of thing, but ultimately then we'd still need to use the second kavachomer and dayoy. So therefore we'd rather just use a straighter kavachomer. We'd rather just use a straighter kavachomer to learn from mashkin, and then that way it keeps things simpler. So therefore, food cannot be matame akeli. Ha mani makayim yitma. So what are we doing with the word yitma, which Rabbi Akiva is always darshaning, means yitame, means latame as a mashkin, which means it means that food is able to be matame drinks. And the reason is because why are we more machmir on drinks? Shehein alulin lekabel tuma. Because they're more susceptible to becoming tame. Because after all, food needs hechsher lekabel tuma. Drinks don't. As the Gemara is going to say soon. So that's it, therefore. So Rabbi Akiva is learning from the Yitma when it comes to food, that foods can be matame drinks. And then again, the Yitma when it comes to drinks is the other way around, that the drinks can be matame foods. The question is, my Iyam Mashkin, Mishum Dal Lulun Lakabal Tumah. Why does Rabbi Akiva need to mention that detail, that Mashkim are able to become Tomei from food, because as it is, Mashkim are more susceptible to becoming Tomei in the first place? Typically, Mishum Daleka Midachrina. We have a better reason. We eliminated everything else. We said food can't be Matame food. Food can't be Matame Kalim. So what else is there for it to be Matame, if not liquids? So if you have a yitma in the pasuk over there, and Rabbi Akiva is going to darshin yitma as yitama, necessarily that means that it has to be matame drinks. What else is there? Who cares whether the fact that drinks themselves happen to be more susceptible to tumah or not? The answer is hochi kamar. The answer is Rabbi Akiva wants to forestall a possible argument you could make against this kavachomer. You're making a kavachomer that food is not matame food, therefore kavachomer can't be matame keli. And therefore you're saying that the only thing left is mashkin, the chi tema, but you could counter argue, you could say oichel chomer. On the other hand, maybe you could argue that food has a greater chumra over mashkin, demetame mashkin, because after all, we're saying food can be metame mashkin, therefore maybe netamulakli, therefore we should say maybe the food is able to be metame the keli as well. We said before liquids can't be metame the keli, but maybe food, which has a stronger thing than, which has a strength over liquids, namely that it's able to be metame liquids, maybe it should be able to be metame the keli also. And the answer is, Ahu chumra de mashkin hu. That's not because food has a chumra. That's not because food is stronger and is able to be metame drinks. It's because mashkim are weaker. Because mashkim have a chumra compared to food, mishum de mashkin alulul kabal chumra, because they're more susceptible to becoming chumra. Umahi ali lasan, exactly that, shema kabal chumra, shalai behechsher, the fact that liquids are able to become chumra without needing any other hechsher is what we mean. So this, that food is able to be metame drinks, it's not because food is stronger, it's because drinks are weaker. So therefore, so the kavachomer that we said still stands. So foods therefore do not have any extra chumra to be able to be metame kalim. Therefore, by elimination we're left with that they're metame drinks. But we still needed to say that that the food is not in fact stronger than drinks in terms of what it can be metame. It's rather that drinks are weaker, that they're more able to become tame than food is. Okay. Next, yitma de'ein oisek hayotze. So the question is like this: All this time we've been saying that the word yitma, according to Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Yossi, who's following Rabbi Akiva's shita, means yitame, it's metame other things. So now we're saying that, so all this time we've been saying, therefore, that foods can't be metame drinks, and drinks can't be metame foods. And we're learning that from this word yitma. So yitma den oisek hayetzibam ehocha nafka. So you're telling me the fact that food can't be metame drinks and drinks can't be metame food. You're learning it from this. You're learning it from the word yitma and wadashni yitama. Mehasam nafka. We have a different source for that concept. Namely, the pasuk says in those psukim, the chiyutan mayim al zera, if water is placed on a seed, so now the seed is mukshal kabal tumah, the nafam and ivlasam olav, and an avela falls on that seed, tome hu, it is tome, and the hu is a mute, hu tome, vein osa tumah kayetzaba. So that it itself becomes tome, but it can't make something of its own kind tome. So from that we know that food can't be metame food and drinks can't be metame drinks. Why are we saying all this time that you're learning it from yitama? The answer is chad b'mashkin aboy machnas sheretz v'chad b'mashkin aboy machnas kli. The answer is we do need both. We need one of them to teach us that mashkim that became tomei from a sheretz directly, meaning that they were rishon l'truma, cannot make other liquids a sheni. And we need another one to tell us that mashkim that became tomei from a keli and are a sheni, that they can't make other liquids a shlish. We can't learn one from the other. Utsrichi. We need both limudim. If the pasuk told it to us only about mashkim that are a sheni, where the keli became tomei and then was matame the mashkim, you would say, you know why those mashkim don't make other mashkim tomei, mishum d'lai chamiri, because they're not so chomer, they're only a sheni l'toma. But when they came as a result of a sheretz, where the sheretz touched the liquid directly, the chamiri, that's more chomer, it's a rishon l'toma, ema oisa toma kayetzibah. So you could say, so maybe it's able to make other liquids, Tomei like it. So therefore we need both. But the question is the other way around. In that case, the Torah could have told us only one limud. We would have used it for mashkin aboy machlas sheretz, and then we would say a kavachomer, even those which are more chomer can't make other liquid tame. How much more so ones that are only boy machlas kli, ones that are a sheni l'truma. So still, why do we need both? So the Gemara says, you're right. Milsa de asu b'kavachomer torach v'kasav lakrova. Still, you have that there's something that, many times we find that something that could have been learned by a kavachomer, the pasuk still takes the trouble to write out for us explicitly. You're right. The Torah could have only told us one limud, and we would have made a kavachomer to learn the others. But sometimes, instead of doing that, the Torah writes them both out explicitly. The Bnei Yisrael says a vort on that. He says, so why taka? And he says, you know, we only find that with kavachomer. We never find, for example, that there's something that could have been learned by Gzeira Shava, and the pasuk writes out explicitly, or binyan av mikos of echod, etc. You never find this loshen by anything else except for kavachomer. Why is that? He says, because kavachomer, uniquely among the yud gomer midas, shatoin adreshes behem, is something that we can use our human brains for. All the other ones, Zera Shava, Klala Prat, etc., you only need to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe that these words are for Zera Shava, or these words are for Klala Prat, etc. Only a Kabbalah is something you can come up with in your own brain. So,
some opinions say that they knew there was X amount of
So yes, when it comes to a Kabbalah on Gzeira Shavas, Tosfos discusses it. Other Rishonim discuss in various places that maybe they only had the Kabbalah, the number of Gzeira Shavas, or that they had that these words are used for Gzeira Shava, but not where the other end of the Gzeira Shava is, or and so forth. Fine, but at least the basic concept is you have to have a Gzeira Shava but Kabbalah. On the other hand, Kavachomer you can do with your own brain. You can come up with Kavachomer on your own. Therefore, sometimes the Torah wants to stress, don't think that the Torah is something of human intelligence. It's still Chochmasa Ratzon HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, occasionally, the Torah will stress that by adding something which we could have learned by a Kavachomer in order to stress that you should realize the whole thing is Chochmasa Ratzon HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, it's like the mitzvah tzichli. But also, you know, it's in Yonah D'Yoma. You know, we have Hanukkah is coming up. Right? The Greeks had no problem with people learning Torah as long as they learn it as a human science. And we're saying no, we learn it with bit, or we learn it knowing that it's the Eibishter's Chochma. And then so there's the Torah stresses that in some places by saying even something that you could have learned with your own brain, I'm going to write it out for you in a pasuk and make it part of Chochma Seudasen Shalach Kodesh Baruch Hu. So far, that's where we're standing. So we've been able to show how Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi darshan each of the yitmas in these psukim. And so far, what we have, in other words, is that leads us to that food can be matame drinks on a daraisa level, but not other foods. That's what we're saying. Food can be matame drinks on a daraisa level. Drinks can be matame food on a daraisa level. Rabbi Yossi is telling us. That's why he said that if you had suffolk mashkin and they touched other food, then that food is tame, even though it's only a suffolk, because suffolk daraisa lachomera. But foods can't be matame foods. Drinks can't be matame drinks. That's true whether the drinks became tame directly from the sheretz, meaning that they're a rishon, or they became tame indirectly through the keli, which makes them a sheni. And we're also saying so far that Rabbi Akiva holds, unlike everybody else, that you have such a thing as a shlishi l'tumah when it comes to cholin, because that's what he says. The yitma teaches us yitame that the food that was in the keli that was a sheni is able to be matame other foods. So now we have to see, does Rabbi Yossi agree with that? Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi v'ha'amar Rav loy Rabbi Yossi savak Rabbi Akiva v'loy Rabbi Akiva savak Rabbi Yossi. What are you telling me on Amar Aleph? Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yossi is following the shita of Rabbi Akiva in this din of his. Rava clearly tells us that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva disagree. That later on in the sugya, we're going to show that Rabbi Yossi, who uses a certain kavachomer from a mechosuf kippurim, which is a lesser degree of tumah, he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva in turn disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. So we're going to explain soon. We're going to quote what Rava says soon and explain it. But so what are you telling me that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva agree? What it means is, Rabbi Yossi, when he said that liquids are matame food on a daraisa level, he is using Rabbi Akiva's shita of how to darshan the word yitma to darshan as yitama. He himself disagrees with that. He's saying, according to Rabbi Akiva, who darshins the word yitma, then it would come out that mashkim amatame food daraisa. Rabbi Yossi himself disagrees. He says you don't darshin yitma yitama, as the Gemara is going to say further on. And therefore, so that's it. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that. Rabbi Yossi himself disagrees with that whole concept, and he says that he says more like Rabbi Meir, that in fact that liquids cannot be matame food daraisa. Rabbi Akiva had said that, and Rabbi Yossi is telling us, once we have Rabbi Akiva telling us yitma, then it would follow that Rabbi Akiva is telling us, therefore, that drinks can be matame foods. I myself disagree with the whole concept of darshan in the word yitma that way, as we're going to go on to say. So he's saying in the name of Rabbi Akiva, but he himself disagrees with the whole concept. Yeah. So we'll continue that tomorrow, Best Hashem, and explain where we see what's Rabbi Yossi's opinion and what's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, and where we see that they're disagreeing. So in the end, well, we know the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva as far as a sheni making a shlishi by cholin, right? The halacha in the end is that like what we're saying, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon held that liquids can be matame foods daraisa and foods can be matame liquids daraisa. anything else, then anything else is Dirabanan. So, for example, so again, a yeah, well, in other words, for example, a liquid that's a rishon can make food a sheni. A food that's a rishon can make liquid. Well, that's as far as cholin. When it comes to truma and when it comes to kodshim, then we go further. In fact, one of the things we're going to learn tomorrow, when we learn about kivas shita, we're going to learn how we know that there's such a thing as a ravi when it comes to kodshim. Yeah. Okay. Shkayach, everyone.